In your holy name. We come right now, Lord, because of those three words, He is risen, He is not here. We come right now, Lord, because for us this day signifies new life, new birth, new joy, new hope, new love, and a new beginning. We thank you today. For the resurrection, Lord, means, Lord, that old things have passed away and behold, all things have become new. So by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, we know and we celebrate, Lord, that the Bible says that God raised you from the dead. And so we lift you up, Lord, and we know, Lord, that we are risen in Christ and therefore all things, old things have been passed away. So, Lord, we running for Jesus and ain't got tired yet. Bless us now and thank you, Lord, that we can come and praise you, that we feel your spirit in this place, that we can, that you lead us and guide us every day. So, Lord, bless this word because we only have a physical tongue, but we cannot give anybody the rhema word, the dunamis word, the logos word. Holy Spirit, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, we are the clay. Make us and mold us after thy will. Here we stand, think, pray, and yield. Yield it and steal. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, we pray and all say amen. Amen, amen. Let's give God some mighty praise for being God. Hallelujah. On today, we come right now in our brokenness. We are gracefully broken because it's only broken folk that can come and appreciate the power of a broken tomb. And so we come right now, saints of God, and we invite you to come to us, come with us to New Testament territory. We are being led to look at the gospel according to Mark, but we are also being led to look at one of Paul's letter to the church in Colossae. And so for all of those that can, we ask that you please stand for the reading of God's word. Those of you that are in Teleland, those of you that are on Facebook land, those of you who are in our online community, however way you're on, through phone, through Facebook, we just ask that you stand where you are, that you pause where you are. We say traditionally here, all of those that can, please stand. So we find ourselves in Mark's territory, the first gospel ever written, the gospel of the New Testament. And we have these words in Mark 16 and 6, and we are being led today to read from the Message Bible. He said, "Don't be afraid." In other words, fear not. "I know you're looking for Jesus the Nazarene, the one they nailed on the cross. He's been raised up. He's here no longer. You can see for yourselves that the place is empty. Help me, Holy Ghost." Colossians 3, 1 and 2. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Look to your neighbor, say, act like it, neighbor. Act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground. Absorb with the things right in front of you. Look up. Neighbor, it's time to look up. And be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Look to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, oh neighbor, it's about Christ, not COVID-19. Now give God some mighty praise. Hallelujah. So we're looking today at the fact that when we approach the New Testament from the eyes of the church, we must speak of at least two resurrections. The title of this sermon is Risen, and we want to give you the outline very quickly. Risen, redeem the time, redeem the time. I, intercede relentlessly. I, intercede relentlessly. S, serve here. S, serve here. E, experience life. E, experience life. And N, now is the time. R, redeem the time. I, intercede relentlessly. S, serve here. E, experience life. And now is the time. Holy Spirit, bless your word. When you're dealing with the New Testament, we cannot move in victory with Jesus if we only deal with the fact that Jesus got up. The fact of the matter is, according to the New Testament, all of us in the church must celebrate two resurrections. First and foremost, the overarching resurrection. The prototypical resurrection is that of Jesus Christ that we come to celebrate all over the Christian world on this day, Easter Sunday. However, to really appreciate, to have an ongoing, non-stopping appreciation of the value of Jesus' resurrection, we must affirm a second resurrection, and that resurrection is the resurrection of you and I. The fact of the matter is, Jesus got up so that you and I could get up with Jesus. The Bible says, now that we have been raised with Christ. So in order for us to truly appreciate the resurrection of Jesus, we must appreciate the resurrection of the human soul as a Christian. We must appreciate and celebrate the resurrection of your neighbor as a Christian. We must celebrate the resurrection of the Christian church. Because the fact of the matter is, many of us live our lives as if the first resurrection never took place. And in other words, Jesus got up so that we could get up. Jesus got up from the grave to show us that we have victory over sin, hell, sickness, and the grave. What are you talking about, preacher? What I mean is this, is that nobody cooks food for nobody to eat it. Nobody writes a book and finishes the book and says it's finished. No, the purpose of writing the book is that somebody can read it. Nobody just builds a house and the house is built and nobody lives in it. The fact of the matter is, Jesus' resurrection is the book. We are to read it and have our own resurrection through Jesus. And so when we come today, we must celebrate the fact that not only did Jesus get up, that we got up with Jesus and we have been vouchsafed, we've been protected. And that means that regardless of what happens, we are covered by the blood of Jesus. So the first thing you must do, saints of God, is that if you're going to live a life of resurrection, you must redeem the time. That whatever you understand about this moment, I've come by to tell you from God's lips to my mouth that you need to maximize every moment that you have. You must understand that you must seize the day, that every day with Jesus is precious and every day with Jesus is more precious than the day before. This COVID has taught us how precious life is. You see the body bags and we're helping people make masks and we're trying to orchestrate masks coming into the region and people are looking for sanitizer and they're looking for face masks and they're looking for medical gowns. But one of the things that it's hard for us to do when they ask Deacon Henry, when they ask us to send black bags. When they put the order in that they want more black bags, it offers paralysis to me. And we can help everything else, but when you think about the numbers of black bags, that the numbers are climbing every day. And beloved, I've come out to let you know that when you're gone, you're gone. And my mother called me yesterday, and her brother is right now in and out of the hospital, and she can't see her brother. Oh, I've come by to tell you that nobody can teach you how to live like somebody who's dying. When you're with dying people, you understand the power of prayer. When you're with dying people, see, dying people can teach you how to live because they can teach you what matters and what doesn't matter. They can teach you how to value your time, how to value your relationships, how to value your parents, your wife, your children, how to value what it means to sing the songs of Jesus. You can see the life being snuffed out of them, but dying people teach you how to appreciate life. And so I've come by to tell you right now, every moment that you have, take it as precious. Get out your phone book. Make that extra phone call. Write that extra card. Get up a little bit early and move into praise and start thinking about what you're going to do when this thing is cleared up. God has shown us that life is precious, and therefore, when we come out of this, we ought to run for Jesus like we've never run before. I've come by to say redeem the time. But not only should you redeem the time and count every day as precious, You have to do something else if you're going to live a life of resurrection. You're going to have to intercede relentlessly. Prayer for you at this stage, Sister Dominica, cannot just be something, Pastor, that you do when you feel like it. You got to pray in season and out of season. It means pray when you're crying and pray when you're laughing. Pray when you go to sleep and pray while you sleep. I said pray while you sleep because you can talk to God in your sleep, according to Solomon, because God can minister to you in great ways, because prayer is communication between you and God. Pray when you got food in your fridge. Pray when you ain't got no food in your fridge. Pray when the phone rings and pray when the phone doesn't ring. Pray when you feel like it and pray when you don't feel like it. Don't allow what you watch on TV to steal your prayer life. You got to pray relentlessly. You got to talk to God about everything. You got to ask God to clear your head and clear your mind. You got to seek his face. You know, who wants to be in a relationship where the other person you're with is only talking about themselves? If we're in a relationship with God, we need to ask God, God, what do you want? Intimacy. We need to seek his face. We need to hunger and thirst for righteousness. Only then can we be filled. We need to submit ourselves to God. Do you understand that the cross was the prayer altar for Jesus? Do you understand that the cross revealed more of who Jesus was than ever before? Do you understand that what you do when you're carrying your cross only reveals what you did before you carried your cross? Do you understand that most of the words on the cross, Jesus was talking to the Father? Do you understand that he started off with, Father, forgive them, and he ended with, unto thy hands I commend my spirit? Do you understand that when you are going through something with the power of God and holiness working through you, you can take an emblem of shame and turn it into an instrument of peace? You can take COVID-19 and turn it into a pavilion of praise. You can take your tragedy and turn it into triumph. When you've got God inside of you, turn the world upside down and give God some amount of praise. Turn COVID into a time where we come to God for those that wait on the Lord. You got to intercede relentlessly. Brother Templeton, I had a strange feeling this week. I don't know about your house, but I can talk about my house. Last Sunday after church, Minister EJ, Sister Tahira went to the grocery store and with her mask and sanitizer and observed all of the correct rules of physical distancing. And she went not only to the grocery store, she went to Costco. Can I say that? And by the time she came home, amen, by the time she came home, we had to take trips to the kitchen and to the garage, moving stuff. Y'all gonna pray with me? And I don't know if that happens in your house, but we put stuff in the fridge. Let's give God some praise that we got something in the fridge. But something happened, Sister Gigi, that doesn't typically happen to me on a regular day, because now there are more people in the house. See, I got some folk in the house that bear my name that were born after the year 2000. And I noticed that in the place where the fridge was, that the fridge door was opened about four times as much that it would be open on a regular day, especially during the week. Y'all ain't gonna pray with me. I'm saying that the fridge door kept on being open. And what we noticed after a while was that stuff was leaving the fridge, but it wasn't none coming back into the fridge. And typically stuff that would last 5 days now lasted about a day and a half. But it came on Wednesday, and I was getting ready for a prayer meeting. And one of the people that bear my name came up to us and said something that I thought was interesting. They said, Sister Resurrection, they said, what's for dinner? What's for dinner? That was an interesting question. Now, in my flesh, I wanted to say, what you put in the fridge and what you gonna make for dinner. But isn't it interesting that the Holy Spirit will give you a mind-to-mouth ministry that will stop your flesh when your flesh is about to rise up? So the Holy Spirit said, your children are trying to teach you something. I said, Holy Spirit, what you mean? He said, didn't you read Shakespeare? That you can find sermons in stones and God and everything? He said, they ask you what's for dinner. He said, you need to praise God that they ask you what's for dinner. They didn't ask you if we're having dinner. They didn't ask you how we're going to eat dinner. If they ask you what's for dinner, that means that they have neutralized doubt that you can provide dinner for them. If they ask you what's for dinner, they're going on a pattern of established relationships that up to this point you have provided dinner, and there is nothing inside of them that can doubt the fact, that can negate the fact that you have the ability, amen, to provide dinner. And so the Holy Spirit said to me, when you come to me, Adelicon, you go to church on Resurrection Sunday and tell your children, when you come to me, don't ask if we're going to get out of this. Don't ask how we're going to get out of this. That's what's the word from the Lord. What's the stewardship? What's the piety? What's the prayer? What's the praise? What's the song? What's the word that we're going to have? Because food is the word of God. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will. You need to ask, what's the word for today? What's the word for the season? Lord, not how, not if, but Lord, give me a word from on high. For those that wait on the Lord, give God some mighty praise. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I got to move here. So after you redeem your time, I'm going somewhere here. And after you intercede relentlessly, not based on what you need, but based on who God is. Now you got to get ready your hands. You got to serve right here. God put you here to live in 2020 because he wanted you to serve. And yes, it's okay to massage your New Year resolution, because I'm sure 3 or 4 months ago, you never thought you were going to be facing what you're facing now. But God saw it. And God wanted you here because he wanted you to serve. Be careful how you pray, because many people pray as if the church is an escape route to get to heaven. That the only reason why you get baptized is that you get baptized, folks sing a song, wade in the water, children, you take communion, you find a church home, you get a job, you get a gold watch, you die and go to heaven. I've come by to tell you that is the greatest lie born in the furthest pit, the darkest chambers of hell. That God did not die and get up. And you were not dead in Christ for you to get up and just live a life of ordinariness in God. That God gave us the unction of the Holy Spirit. He gave us the power of the Holy Spirit to make sure that we are his witnesses. Why would God give us the greatest gift known to mankind, which is the Holy Spirit, for us to live lives of bland mediocrity, lives of routine dryness, lives of death, lives where we just have a job? The fact of the matter is, we are risen in Christ, and we got to move with the unction of the Holy Spirit. He said, let thy will be done on earth. He does not need his will done in heaven. It's already there. He wants his will done on earth in Lagos and Abidjan and Accra and Rio and Detroit and New York and California and Dayton, Ohio. He wants his will done here. He said, you shall be my witnesses, not in heaven, but on earth, in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria to the uttermost part. We need to serve right here, because God, we can't do anything for our salvation. But after we get our salvation, we have to work for Jesus. We got to work, y'all. You may not be able to go to work, but you can work. You can pray. You can send out cards. You can compose music. You can write poetry. You can write an essay. You can encourage others. Amen. You can journal, praise God. You can get on the phone and rally your church members. You can mentor a young person on Zoom. There are things that you can do while you're here because God refused to be hammered down in the grave. Finally, excuse me, with the E, you need to experience life. What are you talking about, brother pastor? You need to experience life because life is where it's at. He came that we may have life and have life more abundantly. How do you experience life? You experience life by refusing to allow the enemy to penetrate your mind. During this time, if you're not careful, help me, Holy Ghost, there will be the enemies of God that will come to affect your joy and your peace. And I've come by to remind you that you can't do anything else, hallelujah, but guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. You see, when you're on a plane and the plane begins to experience turbulence, the folk in the plane get nervous. You can find folk on their iPods and iPhones, they get nervous. You get folk that are sleeping that get up, they'll put on the seatbelt sign and tell you to go back to your seat. But the most important voice, help me, Jesus, on the plane, the most important element on the plane is not your seatbelt. The most important element on the plane is not the hostess. The most important plane is not even the pilot's cockpit. The most important element on the plane is the voice of the pilot. He can say, "This is the pilot speaking. We need you to return to your seats. Right now, we're experiencing some turbulence. Help me, Holy Ghost." But that's okay because this is a Boeing 747 and it was built to handle the turbulence. And once we hear the voice, amen, of the pilot, everybody goes back to sleep, goes back to their iPods. I've come by to tell you that yes, the church is going through this storm. America is going through this storm. The global community is going through this storm. But I stand right now on Resurrection Sunday telling you and me, telling angels and telling everybody, even the devil, the speaker, has spoke to me last night, and he said, "This is the voice of the pilot." He said, "The ship called church was built to handle the storm. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. The gates of hell shall not prevail." Give God some mighty praise. We are going to be able to get through because the pilot has spoken. He has spoken and he said, "I will not leave you comfortless." He has spoken and he said, "Nothing shall separate us from the love of God." He has spoken and he said, "Our God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in time of trouble." Give God some mighty praise. The pilot has spoken. I don't know how, and I don't know why, but I know who. And right now, I got to talk about now is the time, because I got to look at Jesus. I got to look at the fact that Jesus, y'all, from the time he was born, Sister Toya, he knew he was going to die. He knew he came to die, according to Bonhoeffer. So every day with Jesus, he had the womb in front of him and the tomb in front of him. From Bethlehem, he had Jerusalem. From the cradle, he had Calvary. From the shepherd's voice, he heard the jeers of the crowd. But I like my Jesus because even though he saw the cross, help me, Holy Ghost, he did not deny the cross. And I've come by to let you know that your power is going through the cross, that you may pray, pass this bitter cup from me. But also you still got to pray, let not my will, but thy will be done. I've come by to let you know that you gotta seize the day. You gotta intercede relentlessly. Help me, Holy Ghost. You gotta serve now. You gotta experience life, but you gotta do it now. Jesus. Do y'all see what happened to him? They mocked him. They set him up on a trumped up trial. But they made a mistake, y'all. And I need to talk about that mistake just for a minute. You see, I believe if I use my imagination, that Satan began to work not only among the disciples, but among the soldiers, the Roman Empire, and the Pharisees. There was, Sister Ruby, what we call a conspiracy of confusion and a coalition of evil. The whole city came together to crucify one man. I believe what happened in the chambers of hell was that the decree came back from Satan. He said, this is what I want you to do. He said, you can divide the disciples. He said, you can mock him. You can scorn him. You can spit on him. You can tear his clothes and you can put them back on him. Say you can take him to Herod and take him to Caesar and take him back to Herod. Say you can slap him. You can have the soldiers ridicule him. But whatever you do, he said you can nail his hands. You can pierce him in the side. You can cuss him, you can mock him, crucify. You can put a sign on him, King of the Jews. Whatever you do, don't raise him. I believe while they were marching up Golgotha's hill, Satan was happy. Say, you're doing everything I told you to do, but remember, I told you, don't raise him. Help me, Jesus. That only goes to show me that Satan got some power, but he ain't got all power. He said, because if you raise him, he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. So don't raise him. But they made a mistake and they raised him anyway. And when they raised Jesus, they raised him to power. They raised him to authority. They raised him to draw all men, all women, all Americans, all Japanese, all Chinese, all Ghanaians, all Brazilians, all men. So even when the enemy is working for the enemy, he's still working for God. They raised him. He hung there, y'all. I said he hung there. Songwriter said it wasn't the nails that kept him there. It was the love that lifted me. He hung there. Until the moon dripped away in blood. He hung there until the veil of the temple split in two. He hung there until the centurion said, he must be Son of God. He hung there
until the devil had to let me go. He hung there until the devil had to let you go. He hung there until the sun told the moon, let me move over so you can sit down. And they took his body, y'all. They took him, put him in the borrowed tomb. Sealed the tomb and put a stone over the tomb. My God. To make sure he was dead. He was dead, y'all. We need to sit with the death of Jesus. Because I believe that what Jesus went through was greater than what COVID folk are going through. And what I like about some of these COVID people is they're teaching us how to live and die. Because you can tell how some of the people that have gone to help other people are catching COVID and they're dying too. Oh God, why are they dying? They're dying because they've been risen. The Christians are going in knowing that they may not come back. Help me, Holy Ghost. But they're going because they know that there's another life on the other side. And the only thing I want you to understand today is every day with Jesus, you know that there's life on the other side. And what you got to do is you got to do like Jesus. Whatever is on top of you, in order for you to be risen, you got to start telling me, get off of me. You rise because you got to start telling heartache, get off of me. Heartbreak, get off of me. Gossip, get off of me. Bitterness, get off of me. Anger, get off of me. When you rise like he rose, you rise with power because he got all power. And so I need you to reflect today upon the fact that he got up. But when he got up with all power, he got up so that you can get up. And so I need us right now to stand to our feet, symbolizing that we are risen with Christ. Give God some mighty praise, for Christ is risen and we are risen with Christ. Therefore, don't look at the things below, but look at the things above. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive us for not coming to a full understanding of what it means to be born again. Today we come, Lord, in the midst of this crisis, declaring the fact, Lord, that you are Lord over everything. We shake everything off, Lord. Prayerlessness, shake it off. Lovelessness, shake it off. Hopelessness, shake it off. Divisiveness, shake it off. Because we are risen with you. And we give you praise and glory and honor that you started not robbery to be equal with God. And now, Lord, according to Philippians, there is a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hear our prayer and grant our petition in Jesus' mighty name. The church of God said amen, amen, and amen. Give God some mighty praise for God. Hallelujah.